Welcome to episode 27 of Radio 5Y. This is our first in a series of eCamp episodes. We're here. It is April 2015, and we got to eCamp yesterday. It's Tuesday, and the weather is beautiful. Ironically, this is the best week I think we've had for weather in probably like 4 months. It's gorgeous. It was a little rainy this morning, but now it's beautiful, and the rest of the week looks pretty nice too. So, enough of me. I have some audio from today about things that some of the kids were doing yesterday and today. Thank you for listening. Okay, I'm standing here with Jacob, Shannon, Camille, Emily, and Kirsten. So what did you guys do? You just came back from a class. What did you guys do for classes today?
In my class with Hoot Hoot, we broke apart geodes and then we got to keep them.
What did you find inside your geode?
I found a band of clear quartz with a bunch of snowy quartz.
Did you learn anything about any kind of types of rocks?
Well, sort of. We learned about how geodes are formed from magma and lava, but...
Can you remember what time magma and lava are? What kind of rocks?
They're igneous rocks.
Very cool. Okay, Shane, what did you just do for a class?
I went to Geodome with Laffy Caffy and Emu.
So for those of you who are listening who don't know what a geodome is, can you tell us what is a geodome?
A geodome is a structure made up of triangles.
And what do you do? What does the structure kind of look like?
The structure looks like a hexagon, but made out of triangles.
And what can you do with this? What can you do with the structure?
You can climb on it.
Why triangles?
Because it's an easier shape to build with.
Camille, what did you just do?
I did the geodome with Shannon from Laffy Caffy.
Any more information on why we use triangles?
Because if you were to use squares, the pressure of the other squares would cause one of the squares to like break up and like collapse. But with triangles, they're a lot more sturdy than squares.
Cool. Okay. So Emily, it looks like Emily and Kirsten, I get the feeling from what you're holding in your hands that you did the same thing.
Yeah.
So can you tell me? Can you girls tell me anything about geodes?
We kind of learned about volcanoes, too, and we learned that volcanoes are in Alaska, and the biggest volcano is under Yellowstone Park, and it's called the, starts with the...
Jacob, do you remember what the biggest volcano is? South to the sea?
It's the...
That's okay. We'll come back. And so, what else? What else about your geodes?
We learned like how they are made and how when magma and lava goes to the water, it explodes, and only like 1 out of 100 will survive.
Okay. How about
The largest volcano is Caldera. It's underground under Yellowstone National Park.
Thank you, Jacob. How about, give me one thing that you've done in field group. You haven't had field group today, but you had field group yesterday. So, oh, by the way, it's Tuesday. So what, and the sun is peeking through. So tell me one thing you did on field group.
Yesterday on field group, we found 3 garter snakes. 2 of them were alive, and we took pictures of them. 1 of them was dead, so we didn't take pictures of it. But
probably a wise idea.
In field group yesterday, I saw a black fish or tadpole that was camouflaged with the bottom of a pond.
How about you, Camille?
In field group yesterday, we found a little fuzzy caterpillar that was really cute, and we all took pictures and held it, and we went in the forest, and then we went on a boardwalk to the marsh and looked at the marsh for a little while.
Did you get wet in the marsh?
No, we didn't go in the marsh. We just looked at it, and it was really nice.
Cool. What did you do, Emily?
We explored the forest, and...
What did you find in the forest?
We found punk wood, and we made an experiment out of it.
What did you do for an experiment?
We decided to put some in the water and some on land, and we decided we're going to check it today and see what happened to it.
Interesting. We'll have to get back to you to find out. Kishan, what was one thing you did in field group?
One thing we did was we found this piece of bark that's like how you make paper out of, and we all got to write our name on it, and she's our field group leader. She's like really crafty, and she said she's going to turn it into something.
Interesting. Something else we'll look forward to. Okay, well, thank you, girls. Go have some fun. Okay, I'm standing here with Patrick and Jeremy. And actually, they're standing above me because they're actually standing on the geodome, and which is pretty cool. So, Jeremy, what did you do for a class today?
Today I built the geodome.
And what did you learn by building a geodome?
That squares are less stable than triangles because triangles, two of them make a square, and so that means with more triangles, with more of something, that it can be more sturdier.
What did you do anything really interesting on field group yesterday?
Yesterday we went to the pond near the end of the road that the Taj Mahal is on.
And what did you find in the pond?
Well, we found water skiers and some bugs, and some people said that they found tadpoles.
Cool. Patrick, what did you do for class today?
I built the rope bridge.
Cool. So tell us about the rope bridge. Nobody's talked about the rope bridge yet.
Well, we made these things called clove hedges.
I have it written down in my journal.
I think they're clove hedges or something. And so we had to tie them around one tree, and then on the other tree we did a double. Can't remember the name of it.
Clover hitch.
What was the other one?
Clover hitch, and what tree?
Like the double one. Like, you know the one with the loop?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
All right. Well, we made another knot, and it was even tighter than the other. So on one knot we did the double thing, and then the other one we did the clove hitch. And then we would take little smaller ropes, and we would tie them from rope to rope to rope, so that like they could be like handles.
And when did you climb, walk across the bridge?
Yeah.
Was it high?
It was really hard. It was like 3 feet high.
What did you do in field group yesterday that was interesting?
Well, I went with Jeremy to the pond, and there were plants coming out of the water. So I wanted to see if there were any fish. Like, I thought I saw something move in the water, so I kicked the plant to see if that would, like, startle them. And then they started moving, and I saw them everywhere, and, like, a bunch of tadpoles and fish, and it was really cool.
Excellent. Have a good day. Okay, I'm sitting here with AJ and John, and they're going to tell me about the classes and maybe some field group stuff. So, AJ, I'll start with you. What did you do for a class today?
I did Hoot's class for geodes.
And tell us a little bit about what you did.
So we went to the beach briefly, and when we came back, we split open some geodes, and I have my own. It has some snowy quartz in it, so that's good.
So what did you do with it? So what did you have to do to find the snowy quartz?
Oh, he had it, but we went to the beach to find some like mini geodes.
And did you learn anything interesting about geodes?
Yes, I also learned something about volcanoes, that the largest volcano is under our country, and it's under Wyoming in Yellowstone National Park.
How about what have you been doing in field group?
Yesterday we went to the woods. I got really wet. I tried to keep my pants dry, but it didn't work out.
Okay. What did you find in the woods, see in the woods, learn about the woods?
So I usually went with a friend. Jeremy ended up finding a former living place for an animal.
What kind of animal?
It probably could be like a small rabbit or maybe a snake, because it was kind of like tunnel shaped. It was kind of like an entrance to a cave, but a lot smaller.
Okay, John. So what class did you just take?
I just took a class on boats in the dining hall back room with Mox.
So what did you do in this boat class?
We First, we learned about how boats work and a bunch of equations for volume, mass, and all that stuff. And then we started a sort of game where we built our own company, and we started with $2,000, and we'd have to build ships and then set cargo on them, which were little metal knives, and that's how we would make money, so to make better ships.
So what did you find, how successful was your ship?
At the end, we had a few failures, and we lost a bunch of materials, so we rebuilt from scratch, and we ended up with a total of 2,600, around that point.
So what did you find made your boat successful?
Definitely the shape, because a lot of people had, I think I saw one person who just took a square of tinfoil and just made it into a four square. They tried it out and it sunk almost immediately. So, yeah.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Okay, so I'm sitting here with Holden and Trevor and Rowan and Andrew and
Dominic
and Brian. Okay, so what did you guys do for a class? What did you do for class yesterday? You guys took classes yesterday, right?
Yesterday I dissected a shark.
Oh, cool. So tell us, what was it like inside the shark?
It was gooey. It had some weird liquids and
babies.
So what did you learn interesting about sharks?
Well, I learned that their intestines are like swirls, and that they have three chambers coming from their heart
instead of four.
Okay, Dominic, why don't you tell us a little bit more?
Well, sharks have two livers compared to humans who have one. And when we dissected the shark, we got to first Namaseve, one of our camp teachers. He cut right where the heart was, and we got to pass the heart around, which was pretty cool.
Rowan, did you do this as well?
No, I did arch bridge building.
Oh, you built this. So is that what you did, Holden, too?
Yeah.
So did you guys, see, I tried to walk across that once. I couldn't even get across it. So did
you're skinny. It was kind of...
It's hard, yeah. Right? Yeah. Did you get across it, Holden?
Yes. Yeah, we both did.
You both did? So tell me about, the process of building that bridge.
Well, our camp, counselor teacher thing, Mox, he gave us, since we had really hard time building it without any instructions, he gave us, a little picture of it, and so we would have to match the pieces. And I learned that without a keystone, an arch bridge can't hold itself up.
What's the keystone?
The keystone is kind of the main stone that holds up the center of the arch bridge that holds all of it up.
And what did you guys do for class today?
For today, I made a jungle gym, which we're climbing on right now.
So you did a geodome. Andrew, what did you do for class today?
Today, I built a bridge.
You did the rope bridge?
Yeah, the rope bridge.
What did you do for class yesterday?
For class yesterday, I did digestive soccer ball.
Oh, cool. So tell us about that.
So for the activity part, we put fudge cookies in a soccer ball, and then we kicked it around a little bit and looked so the soccer ball acted like your stomach. And so after we kicked it around, we looked at the cookies and they were all kind of crunched up. And then we added root beer and Tic Tacs, and then those things acted like acids, and it kind of made the cookie all mushy and stuff.
Cool. Brian, so tell me, what classes have you been taking?
Well, yesterday I also did the shark dissection, and when we cut into its stomach, we found a fish, and we also found two baby sharks in it. And today I did the geodome, and we had to tie a clover knot to hold them together.
And what shape did you use to make these? What's the basic shape you used to make the geodome?
Triangles.
Why triangles?
Because triangles have much more support than squares, and if wind comes or if you put force on top of them, they won't crumble as easily as squares or circles would.
And if you used, like, squares, it would, rather than triangles, triangles would, like, make one big square, so it makes it stronger.
Very cool. Thank you, guys. Okay, so I'm standing here with Jenna, Mason, Connor, and Jack. So you guys are going to tell me about what you just did in class and what you've been doing in field group, okay? Okay, so Jenna, what did you do in class today?
In class, we built a playground structure, but it can only hold 3 people at a time, and you're not allowed to climb on the top bars.
So what's the main shape of this play structure?
We're like learning to like tie ropes and like sticks together.
What did you learn about tying ropes?
That there's like, she taught us like a bunch of different ways, so we like learned different ways, like you can do like an X, and it's like weird, I don't know.
How about field group? What have you been doing in field group?
In field group, we played a game where you link arms with a partner, and one of the partners chases one partner, and then like if you link onto another person's arm and say their name, the person on the end has to run, and they're the tagging people. And we like went in the woods, and we found a partridge berry that we could eat and a wintergreen leaf, and we went to the marsh.
I noticed you're wearing an eyelac bead. What did you do to get the eyelac bead?
Well, I didn't get it, but at lunch they said that, or breakfast, they said that if you wear it for an hour, you can give it to someone else, and Kira Brady gave it to me.
Very nice. Mason, what class did you take?
I took the boat building class, where you build boats.
So what did you learn? That's good. So what did you learn about boat building?
It's fun. And if your boat has more area, then it floats better.
How successful? So I guess the point of this is to carry cargo, right, and make money?
Yeah.
So how successful were you?
My group was not that successful.
So what would you do differently to make it more successful?
Make the bottom wider and build walls on
cool.
the sides.
How about field group? What have you been doing in field group?
We've been exploring the forest, and we found 4 snakes and a frog.
Very cool. Thank you, Mason.
Okay.
Connor, what class did you take?
I took the boat building class too.
So how did you your class? Were you in a group with Mason?
Yeah.
So you didn't do so. All 3 of you were in the same group. Okay. So any other ideas of what you do to make the boat building experience more successful?
We could make the surface area on the bottom wider, and try to cover up places that water might get in.
How about field group? What have you been doing for field group?
So, for field group, we explored the woods, and we found a berry, and we cut open wintergreen, and we smelled it. And
what did it smell like?
It smelled like mint gum, like mintish type of stuff. And so we also went to the observation deck at the marsh.
Oh, cool. What did you see from the observation deck?
We saw some crows, and that's really it. And we looked over the marsh.
How about you, Jack? What did you do?
Well, for my class, I was with Mason and Connor doing the boat building. And some of our ideas, we should have, like, improved them more. And my field group was when we went into the woods near a pond, and we explored all around looking for creatures.
Did you find any creatures?
We found a couple water skiers and a couple tadpoles.
What are water skiers?
Water skiers are like these little bugs with legs that just can move around on top of the water.
Cool. Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening, and tune in hopefully tomorrow for another episode of Radio 5Y live from eCamp.